It's its 30th birthday soon, and we've got all sorts of festivities planned. Just check out our website, lbc.co.uk. We were the first independent radio station in the country, and two stalwarts in the early days were Bob Holness and Douglas Cameron, who presented The Breakfast Show AM for 10 years up until 1985. They got the celebrations going today on our rolling news service on Medium Wave. That's LBC News, 11:52 AM. They teamed up for one last time, and one of the subjects was, how shall I put this, the various managements inflicted on LBC.
The first management got all the executives together, they got all the producers together, and then at the last minute they said, wait a minute, we haven't got any presenters. And with about 48 hours to go to the start of the station, they said, who on earth can we get to read the news, present programmes?
Yeah.
Quite extraordinary. Naturally enough, then, there were some faux pas. We can recollect one or two for you. Some of you may know about this. There was the newsreader. They had a three-car pile-up in East Anglia, in Bury St. Edmunds.
Oh, yes.
And they had a story. And this guy, who I must admit had just come over from Oz, and I apologise to all Australians for doing this, but you've got to do it in the Australian accent. And he came across this news item, and he said there's been a three-car pile-up in Bury Street, Edmunds. He said, fortunately, now when he's been hurt, he says, I'm not too sure which part of London Edmunds is in, but if you live in Bury Street, the accident happened near you.
I've forgotten that completely.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember there was one afternoon presenter, no names, of course, one wouldn't dare, who was waiting for the 4 o'clock bulletin to be brought into the studio from the newsroom. You had to run along corridors in those days, didn't you?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
4 o'clock came and went, and the producer played the station jingles several times. No sign of the bulletin. Then yelled through the talkback to the presenter, you'll have to say something. Whereupon the hapless individual told his audience, the news is coming in thick and fast. I only wish to God some of it were reaching me.
Many, many people will recall our racing correspondent, Colin Turner.
Gosh.
When he talked about tree fellas, everybody said, oh, you're down in the forest again, aren't you? No, no, he said, I mean three fellas. He said, yes. Anyway, one of the newsreaders said, now over to Colin Turner for hearse racing at Horst Park.
That's right. And it wasn't only horse racing that featured in the faux pas. LBC used to give the day's greyhound results for the London tracks each evening. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
After the 11 o'clock news. Proved to be too difficult for one newsreader who said one night, now here are the cat results coming from Dogford.
And just before we go to the travel, we used to have some print journalists doing sports coverage. John Cushing will be interested in this. And we had one guy who was sitting at home on a Saturday afternoon listening to this bloke. I couldn't believe it. It looked as if he was dictating something and he was actually speaking live on air. And they said, over to the West Ham Arsenal match, here's so-and-so. And he started, without a word of a lie, oh, comma, what a shock, exclamation mark.
I don't remember.
West Ham have scored twice in the first 10 minutes, period. How are Arsenal going to fight back? Question mark. More from Bob and Doug later.
How do you follow Bob Holness and Douglas Cameron, eh? LBC legends, and of course Douglas is still broadcasting at the weekends on LBC News, 11:52 AM. Great memories there from the past of LBC, and more to come in the next few weeks on our 30th birthday. The best LBC blooper I can remember, and I think this is to do with the Torrey Canyon going aground, was when a newsreader, who shall remain nameless, began the bulletin, it's 11 o'clock, I'm an oil tanker, a Joe Bloggs has gone aground off the coast of dot dot dot. You may be hearing that one in the next few weeks or not, I don't know, it depends whether we get clearance. It's now 19 minutes to 8.